Hello, welcome to Daily-ish for Tuesday, February 20th. It's currently minus 18 Celsius, feels like minus 27. Really freaking cold, but that's all I have to say about that. This is not a weather podcast. My thanks to Patreon supporters, possibly just like you, patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support the podcasting stuff I'm doing here a little more directly. And I'm just doing a quick episode today because I wanted to try out a comparison of sorts of my microphone that I normally use, that you usually hear me talking into, the Heil PR40, which is around a 250 to 350. I forget where price range it is. Anyways, it's a $300-ish microphone plugged into a $70 amplifier device thingy. The technical terms are escaping me this morning. Into a USB mixer, into the Logic Pro, which is like a $200-some thing. DAW, they're called, Digital Audio Workstation Software. Yeah. And so that's how I normally record. And what I'm comparing that with is what I'm going to switch to right now, which is the recording on my iPad using the ATR2100 USB microphone, which can usually be found for about $60 to $70, sometimes a little more. Here in Canada, I happened to catch it on a rare sale on Amazon and ordered one. It's a USB microphone, so it can plug into the camera adapter for an iPhone, an iPad, but also has XLR connectivity, so you can connect it to like a normal microphone into my USB mixer device with sort of three prongs that are on an XLR connector. But it allows you to have sort of that flexibility of a portable mic that you can use with USB or with a standard XLR connectivity. And it's very cheap, obviously, compared to the more professional sounding looking microphone, apparently. So this is by no means a great scientific test. I have the ATR2100 on the little tripod that it comes with on my desk, which is like a glass desk that probably has a bunch of audio reflecting off of it. And whereas my Heil PR40 is mounted into a shock mount with a pop filter in front of it and on a stand and stuff like that. So two different ways that they're set up, and you can probably hear a few more pups and wind noises from my mouth and stuff on this mic. But to my ears right now, anyways, as I'm recording it, they both sound pretty good. Not nearly as much echo and reverb and stuff that I thought there would be on the cheaper microphone. The iPad, interestingly enough, picks it up right away, sees it as the ATR USB microphone, even though it's plugged into this camera dongle into the lightning port on the bottom of the iPad. I had mentioned I wanted to sort of update. Actually, here, I'll switch back to the other mic just so that there's some back and forth. I had mentioned I wanted to sort of update folks on how it was going trying to use an iPad for podcast editing, and the app I was using and using is called Ferret, and link will be in the show notes, and it works great. It's an awesome app on the iPad, a very powerful audio editor. The main issue that I am struggling with is because I edit podcasts for other people in exchange for money for a living as part of my business, what I often do is edit at 2x speed. So the shows are typically like 2 to 3 to 4 people talking conversational style, where I'm not piecing together like a public radio kind of like story with the audio. It's more cutting out technical issues, Skype hangups, and editing a bit of the conversation, but not really cutting out and moving pieces around. And so it's not that I need to listen to all the audio, but I don't need to listen to precisely every word that was said and sort of track changes and listen for all the emotion that was maybe recorded. I'm listening more on the technical side and making sure it sounds good. And so that's where the listening at a faster speed allows me to get through it faster, not take as long to edit for clients who maybe just aren't worried about having necessarily NPR quality sound, but just want to make sure that the content is as they intended, and hiccups, coughs, ums, ahs, extended breaks, hangups, etc., are edited out, as well as show notes being recorded and written down and links and stuff like that, just like what I do here. And good stuff. Okay, I'm going to switch back. So back on the ATR2100. The main issue with the audio so far on the iPad seems to be that I can't find one, an editor that allows me to play back at multiple speeds. The next option, so there's GarageBand that's included with iPad for free, which is a pretty powerful editor, music editor, and playback device. And then the Ferret, like I said, there's one called Aria, A-U-R-I-A, that's about a $70, I think $70 US, so might even be $100 Canadian, iPad digital audio workstation app. And it may have that as well. It's what is recommended if you're in heavy into music production on the iPad, and looks really powerful. But I can do everything I need to do in Ferret other than this one thing. So I've pinged a couple reviewers of Aria to see if they have any idea if it works and can do sort of faster playback. But otherwise, I don't think I'll be investing another $70 to $100 in some software that likely won't solve the issue for me. So all that said, aside from the audio side, which is a big reason why I was trying out the iPad, the workflow for publishing audio files to like our Good Stuff CMS using Git to check in files and update images, using Pixelmator to adjust artwork, write up documents or show notes and stuff in Textastic, maybe, I think. I can't remember which app I was using for that. Some really neat text editors and GitHub apps and workflow stuff that works actually really well and isn't as sort of awkward as I thought it might be, considering you're just using your fingers the whole time and switching back and forth between apps. I've really loved when I'm trying to like write something or work on, say, a schedule for myself, I can have I was using Numbers to sort of work out a weekly schedule. And then in a tabbed open window, I can have some notes I have in Bear app, which is just a text editor basically, and have those two open at the same time and sort of drag and drop, copy and paste between them and just sort of have reference, and helps in an interesting way, helps keep it very focused on what I'm supposed to be doing, because I have notifications turned off for the most part on the iPad, and there isn't the temptation to command switch away to Tweetbot or whatever, the same way there is on the desktop Mac. So that's where it's at so far. I've had moments where I felt like, shoot, I've made a huge mistake, and moments where I'm really excited about what the possibilities are with this thing. I still will be, for like we're doing a little trip and I'll be taking along my old MacBook Air to edit podcasts with, likely just because I know I, especially if I'm on vacation at all or whatever, I'm going to be even more sort of self-imposed pressure to get it done quicker than trying to like take the full amount of time to edit in on the iPad. But for personal stuff and sort of trying things out, or if I'm in a pinch and need to record something somewhere or edit something somewhere, it certainly looks to be good enough and is going to be great for it. So I've already used it a lot with clients and stuff, where it's just kind of handy for making notes, keep taking screenshots, crossing things out that they want off, taken off their website, things added, all that kind of stuff. It seems to work really well for that. So switching back to the Heil PR40 here for the end, I hope you have a great day wherever you happen to be. Make sure you're watching some Olympics. Canada, the women's hockey team is playing the U.S. tomorrow, Wednesday, I think. And so that should be a fun game to watch if you're into hockey, and or Canada beating the U.S. again, like they did 4 years ago, I think. Yeah, probably, right? I think they did. That's how I remember it. Anyways, hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye.